blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness from the dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. You ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say, my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness from the dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone. 'Twas at the old-time altar where God came in my heart, and now my sins are gone. The Lord took full possession, the devil did depart. I'm glad my sins are gone. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness from the dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, our sins are gone. Last verse, I'm living now for Jesus. I'm happy night and day because my sins are gone. My soul is filled with music. With all my heart I say, I know my sins are gone. 'Cause they're underneath the blood on the cross, Calvary, as far removed as darkness from the dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sin. Let's sing that chorus one more time as Brother Terrence comes. They're underneath the blood on the cross of Calvary, as far removed as darkness from the dawn. In the sea of God's forgetfulness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone.
Amen. Good afternoon. Let's see one back with us this afternoon. Remember the ones from this morning? Remember Chloe and Zoe are homesick? Chloe. I didn't say that right. Kaylee and Zoe. There we go. Remember Brother Jason Jackson and their church is going through the virus. Just remember them all. We know there's many other ones, so just be with them. Brother Rhino's, remember this morning he was thanking us for the prayers for his dad. We thank the Lord for that. Just continue to bless his dad and give him strength in this time. Got one from this afternoon from Sister Kathy. It says, Sister Mary Brewer's baby is due in October. Mary has pressure building up behind her eyes, and her doctor is concerned it could cause complications when the baby comes. So remember Mary having another baby. So just remember that. All will be well. So that's the only ones I have. I know we all have unspoken requests. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for letting us come out this afternoon, Lord. Lord, remember the ones who are traveling. I'm sure Brother Joe Canada and them will be traveling. And Lord, if there's anyone else, just be with them and guide them. Be with our services here. Be with Wade. Give him strength, Lord. And give us the right attitude to listen to what's being said. Remember, there's many people that are sick, Lord. Many churches have been hit with this virus, Lord. Just come down and bless them. Bless the ones here that need a touch also. Be with the sick. We thank you for your many blessings you give us on a daily basis. Lord, forgive us for all of our sins. We love you for your many, many blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You be seated.
It's amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved wretch like me, I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.
When we've been there 10,000 years,
when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun.
Let's just worship Him now.
Just praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, just praise God, praise God, praise God.
Let's sing that, learning to lean, learning to lean.
Oh, learning to lean, learning to lean. I am learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I ever dreamed. I am learning to lean on Jesus.
Once again,
oh, learning to lean. Oh, I'm learning to lean. I am learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I ever dreamed. I am learning to lean on Jesus.
Let go and let God have His way now.
Let go and let God have His wonderful way. Just let go and let God have His way. Your sorrow will vanish, your night turn to day. Just let go and let God have His way.
Once again, let go and let God.
Oh, let go and let God have His wonderful way. Just let go and let God have His way. Your sorrow will vanish, your night turn to day. Just let go and let God have His way.
Do you believe that He's here? Amen. Let's let Him have His way with us this afternoon. Praise God. Brother Michael, could you help us take up our offering, please?
Yes, Lord. Yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Amen.
As Brother Michael passes that, let's sing the love of God.
Key of C. Key of C. Page 93.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave His Son to wed. His erring child He reconciled and pardoned from His sin. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure saints and angels' song. When heavy time shall pass away and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong. Redeeming grace to Adam's race, saints and angels' song. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure saints and angels' song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how faithful and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels. One more time. Oh, love of God. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure saints and angels' song.
Hallelujah. We won't understand the love of God, amen, unless we have that same love in our hearts. Amen. It's the only way to understand it. Sweetheart, come on. Zoe's got a special. She's going to be playing for us today, or singing too, maybe.
Goodness, we die. was not enough, and all the while you hear each desperate plea. As long as we have faith to believe, 'cause what if your blessing
God. Amen. She was so afraid to do that, and she conquered that. Amen. Praise God. You know, you think about those words, saints. What if your blessings are really your trials that you go through? The raindrops in your life, the bad things that we go through, and those are blessings in disguise, really. You know? That's a wonderful song. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's sing. Zoe, you did a good job. Let's give the Lord a clap of praise once again. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. Let's sing this song real quick, The Original Life, page 376. Key of F. F. Okay. Amen. Let's just start with the chorus. The original life, the original seed, the original word, it's what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled. The original life, the original seed, God's attributes were manifested to His bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by last prophet's message.
And we know who we are and why we raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original life, the original life, the original seed, the original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original life, the original seed. We the Word made flesh today, this is what the scriptures say. And our names are seen within, redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are anointed and inspired by our God, who's the original life, the original life, the original seed, the original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original light, the original seed. Our eyes of understanding He has opened up at last, and sweet victory is ours, who were chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God, who's the original life, the original life, the original seed, the original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original life, the original seed. We are called unto adoption. We are called unto adoption. Full authority and power. Sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in this hour. Gentiles' days will soon be over. Glory, hallelujah to our God, who's the original light, the original light, the original seed, the original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original light, the original seed. As Brother Wade comes, the original life, the original seed, the original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed, the seventh seal is unveiled, the original life, the original seed.
The original life, the original seed. All the way back from the beginning.
Amen.
But now it's not there anymore. I'm not on. I thought I turned that thing on when I started. No, it does now. Right? Thank you. It's more for them. All y'all up here in the front gets the blessing of my loud voice anyway. So the ones in the back maybe are not, but that's okay. Yeah, I know. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to see everybody. Downstairs was full this morning. I don't know about this afternoon, but good to be back here. Going to take communion today. We'll discuss that at the end, because if I tell you now, you'll forget. So we'll talk about it before we get ready to leave. If you got your Bibles, let's turn to 1 John, where we were before the last few times. We're still talking about two spirits. Today we're going to speak on the spoken word seed. Spoken word seed. Everything originated from the spoken word. Everything. Even Lucifer originated from the spoken seed word. Amen? Because what is a seed? The word of God. According to the book of Mark, sower went out to sow, and the word was a seed. But we'll get into where God had to split that thing, though, and bring natural seed in. Okay? Because He had to bring natural seed. Everything was spoken by the original seed. Didn't need another seed. It had to originate somewhere. There was first a seed of something that originated from the mouth of God. It didn't originate from anywhere else. If he's the creator, he created every seed that ever was and ever will be on the face of the earth. All right. So now remember that today after the second service, we'll be taking communion. And remember, Brother Luis will be speaking Wednesday night. So good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to see everybody. It's just a refreshing time. You know, I don't see how you can miss church when the doors are open. It's just a fire in your heart that burns. And it's just part of what you are. It's that seed. The Word talking to the Word. Amen. 1 John 4, verse 1. Talking about two spirits. This is part 5, spoken word seed. We'll try to get down into, remember we were before we spoke on before the beginning. Now we're down here to where we see let there be. And I enjoyed Wednesday night. If you didn't hear Wednesday night service, you ought to hear it. Amen. Because it really gives you a little more perspective of what light is, that we don't need the sun anymore. Once we get over into the future home, we don't need it anymore. So it's not temporary. It's going to be there, but we won't need it. We won't need to wait till in the morning till the sun comes up for us to get light. No, light's always going to be in that city. That city will be illuminated for millions and hundreds of thousands. If we go off to another planet, Brother Zach, we go off to the Milky Way and we look back, we'll still see that city. Right. Amen? Amen? If we can travel like a thought, we ought to be able to. Right. Amen? We ought to be able to observe that. But what is that light? That light comes from me and you. Jesus told the people, said, you're the light of the world. Yeah. Ye are the light of the world. Because when we leave this place, the only light that's going to be in the world is going to be a little small dot of 144,000. Why did Brother Branham draw the angel draw the chart and it showed the white and the black in each church age? The white being what? Light. And the darkness being the black. All right. So the angel was telling Brother Branham, you're right on. I mean, when an angel comes by and draws the same thing you've been preaching on a wall, pretty good confirmation to me. But the most confirmation is you can see it in the Word. If you can see it in the Word, you know, that could be done and it could be imitated. But you can't imitate it connecting with the Word. That's why I believe that light was so great back in the beginning, that it's just, to me, that's illumination. That's revelation. That's a light that goes off in your brain or in your soul when God brings a revelation to you, because we love revelation. We're revelation people. So as we get revelation, to me, that's more of the spark that we need to get through life. Right. Amen. So let's bow our heads before we get started. Pray for each other. Pray for these ones. Like I said, we spoke to Brother Jason Jackson yesterday, or texted Brother Jason. He has the virus and a good many people in his church. So we want to remember them, especially Sister Sheila McCommons. Now, some of you may know Brother Frank McCommons. He's from out there. And a real good brother. His wife has real, she's had problems with her lungs before this happened. So now she has COVID and she's having a hard time. So let's just pray for Sister Sheila as we go through the service. Just keep these in your prayer. You know, pray all the time. Pray without ceasing. Just continue to, I've always said before, and I don't know if Sister Jill's watching in, but this little thing right here has really caused me to pray. I lost one the other day and I about died. I had to go try to find a thing. I couldn't find it, so June happened to have an extra one. But this helps me to what? I pray for Sister Jill first. I pray for her first because she's the one that gave us these. And then I start praying for the people. And you should do that. You should pray. And you know what the Lord brought to my attention the other day? You know, I pray for Brother Ron. Ron who? Ron Spencer or Ron Peterson or Ron Paul or Ron this one or Ron that one. God said, call their full name. And even Dutch Scott has now doing it. He said, people have mentioned to me to please call the full name of that person so that we can get a focus on praying for somebody. And pray for Brother Ron Spencer because he has COVID too. And I think his wife does also. And he's battling, he's not battling cancer. I believe that's been defeated. But he's just battling, trying to get over everything. So let's remember in your prayers. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Thank you for this day that you give us. We pray now that you'll anoint us for this service today, Lord, that you'll be the active participant, be the speaker. Lord, that you be the hearer, Father, and that the angels just clear everything back, Lord, so that we can truly, as we said, get real updated revelation of what's going on in the time and the hour that we're living. Lord, I pray that you'd be with the ones that are sick. Be Brother Jason Jackson, Sister Sheila McCummins, different ones. Lord, that we call by name, Lord, all the time in our mind that Satan has tried to, he's trying to keep the bride apart because he knows if she'll get a true revelation, as we're going to read a quote here in a few minutes, Lord, that we've been reading, that if she'll get a true revelation of what's going on, Lord. We know Satan loves to divide and conquer, but Lord, we know that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Greater is he that's here, Lord. As you said through your prophet, you said the word is a seed, and every word of promise can be taken hold by the bride for healing, for salvation, for deliverance, for all the things that we need. It's laying right there in the word of God. But if it just lays there, it's no good. We must put it in good ground. We must water it with good water. We must do the things that we need to do to get that seed to produce, Father. I pray that everyone in the building and with the sound of our voice, Lord, that you would help us all to grow up more in you, Lord, to elevate our revelation, Lord, higher and higher, Lord, because you're standing there wanting us to give it, the prophet of God said, more than we're wanting it. Lord, I pray that our want will be more and more for you, Father. Be with each one, Lord. Take care of the bride around the world. Bless this day in Jesus' name. Amen. 1 John 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. How do we know that Brother Branham was a true prophet? He was vindicated. You can lay it everywhere in the Word, and right there is everything that he said, all the things that he's given us is right there. All right, we don't have to go guess for something else or guess for somebody else. Even as some have said, you know, who is this Malachi 3 and who is this Malachi 4? Well, you know, the Word's real clear. John actually told you who he was. I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. I'm not the one that's going to be here before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. So, by the process of elimination, Malachi 3 is not William Branham. Malachi 4. Because he is restoring back the faith of the fathers back to the original. All right? And I believe, and I can see that in his work, that he did restore us back to the original. But then, he brought a message that had never been brought before. A message that man knew nothing about. Jesus Christ himself was the only person that knew anything about it. And when he left, he said, I'm coming back. So he's coming back in this end time and gave us the headstone revelation, not the cornerstone revelation. You got to have the cornerstone revelation, but it takes us to the headstone revelation. But hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. Pretty simple. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. That's AD 96. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. They are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world. And the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You may be seated, and the Lord add his blessing to the reading of the word. As we were talking, and I were talking downstairs, Sister Cleta, talking about different things about Illuminati and all the different things, you know, that where is all that? Well, you know what? Judas hung around until the day of the crucifixion. He was there until Jesus Christ was almost put on the cross, and then Judas did what he was supposed to do. So it's not, yeah, you know, what are you saying, Brother Wade? Well, it's not, I believe there's Illuminati in this message. I hope you're listening now. We know you're here. But it's two spirits. It's not two people. It's the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. The spirit of error can hang on so long. But right at the very end, when you see that Jesus Christ, this is my whole thought, the seed word of God, Jesus Christ himself is here today. Amen. Not sitting 2,000 years ago in an upper room, he's here today. And he's here today to separate the same seed that when he was sitting at the table and they were all asking, is it me? Is it me? Is it me? He said, the one who puts the hand in the bowl. Well, my goodness, they were all putting their hands in the bowl. But Judas knew who he was. At that time, he was being called out by the word itself. And the only reason you and I are going to know the difference is the word is going to call it out. Not some human, not some quote, not some... We are all going to manifest what seed is in us in this end time.
Right.
Amen. We're going to have to because it's what? It's harvest time. Right. It's not time to plant seed.
Amen.
Now, we know there's new ones coming in, and we know there's different things going on. That there is a young plant growing. But there is a maturity. There is a time when you have to go out and harvest all that you planted. All right. So God has come to a place. He's going to harvest everything that he planted. He's going to harvest it. That's why we're looking at the spoken word seed. Because remember, Adam was a spoken word seed. The world was a spoken word seed. Every seed that was laying in the earth was a spoken word seed. All right. So we're going to get to that in just a second. I really enjoyed Zoe, that was wonderful. Did a good job. That was as good as I've heard on the radio.
Amen.
Yeah, good job. Get them young. Get them young before the devil gets them. All right, so let's look in Ezekiel 28. I still want you to remember one thing. We are not dealing with a demonic spirit like the world is talking to us about, like some hideous coming up here at Halloween. He's going to be some gross and grotesque thing. Beautiful. Most deceiving age there ever is. It's going to be a beautiful demon that's going to try to take our joy away from us. Ezekiel 28 verse 11, moreover the word of the Lord came unto me saying, son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Didn't bother him to walk up and down the same garden that God walked up and down. Right? Didn't bother him. He was there. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, topaz, diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, emerald, carbuncle, and gold. Why? That's beautiful stones. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes were prepared in thee in the day that thou was created. So God created Lucifer from a spoken word. He spoke him into existence. Amen? Anybody got a problem with that? He had to come from somewhere. And if God's the only originator and he's the only one that can create, he created Lucifer. But this is how he created him though. According to Ezekiel and according to the other scriptures we've been reading, he created him perfect. He created him the anointed cherub. He created him to be his right hand man. Alright? How many times did we read that? That was where Brother Brown was telling us that he was his right-hand man. He wasn't some, something created way down. No, he was right here.
Yeah.
All right. And Lucifer means light.
Right.
So you gotta be careful.
Right.
This is, like I said, this is the most deceiving age there is. That Judas spirit is here today, is here what? To turn us away from the Word of God. To keep us from listening to the Word of God.
Right.
To keep us from doing the things that we need to do as far as being a Christian. Because you know what? Satan is religious.
Yes.
Satan is deceivingly religious. All right? Because it's a religious spirit that we're dealing with. Now listen. You say, well, Brother Wade, you're discounting or discluding all these other spirits. No, they fall under two. Like I said before. There's God's Holy Spirit, as Brother Brown said, and then there's Satan's unholy spirit. So whatever God's Holy Spirit is, it's eternal, it's right, everything's perfect, there is nothing wrong with it, it has healing, it has salvation, it has all these different things. Satan over here on the other hand has all the other, you can put prostitution, pornography, perversion, put all that under that, but it heads up to one spirit, which is a religious spirit, to begin with. Amen? So that's the two spirits we need to look at. So let's look at number one. Let's read this. No, let's look at Genesis 1:26. We're gonna try to get this to this man. And how many times have we spoke on this? And Brother Dale's speaking on it this morning is just to, you know, just overlay what we're doing this afternoon. So he preached it a long time before I did. A long time. As some are realizing, they listening back in the 80s of Brother Dale's preaching on the seals, that we're just redoing this we're just going back again. All right, listen, the Word of God is just going back over. There's no new rabbit trail we got to go down. Sure, we find different things, and I know Brother Dale will tell you one thing's for sure. He's got more revelation now than he did in 1982, but it's based on what that is, what was preached then. It's based on what? Faith. This whole pyramid is based on faith. Brother Bram said this whole sermon today is based on one thing, and that's faith. All right? So some of you may have heard this before, but we want to give it a little update. You know, I like to drive an old car. Brother Donnie's got some old Model A's and Model T? Model A's? You didn't have a GPS in a Model A. You had a map. Physical map. So you see what we're talking about. Now we're updating, as man has updated his revelation, where we got GPS's now in your phone that you got on your arm right there. You got GPS. My goodness. We needed one this big almost when we first got started, but not anymore. So as Satan can pull nothing over on God. God's always used a GPS. God's always been wireless. He's always been Wi-Fi. What? God ain't never needed a wire to plug anything in to contact you. Now, why? He speaks to you. What? From him to through the airways right into your heart. Amen? But see, so does the devil. The devil slips right in and does the same thing. So we have to be careful with that. So let's read Genesis 1:26. This is the culmination of what we're going to get to maybe today. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, as Brother Dale said this morning. This is what listen to this big word I'm fixing to say. This is what the multiplicity of God looks like. It's right here. We are the very woven genetic being. If you're born again today, you are woven in the image of this man right here. Because if he's your father, I don't look like Brother Ray. I look like my dad. Why? Because I came from that seed of genetic. And we'll talk about in a few minutes about the law of reproduction. Every seed has to bring forth of its kind. It can't bring forth anything different. So then we must look like our father. What did Adam look like? Adam looked like God. He looked like his daddy, didn't he? Who else did he look like? He didn't, you know, but I'm sure we're going to see in just a few minutes when the natural seed split down here on the earth, Cain didn't look like Abel. Why? Two different daddies. Why? Two different seeds. Physical. Now, let's stay spiritual now, because the spoken word is the original seed, the original condition, as Brother Dale's talking about, the beginning of the creation of God, it happened to be spoken word seed. Yes. Not seed of man, not even the seed of Mary personally. She did not give. See, you see what that is? You think about that. If she would have given the egg, then that wouldn't have been the body of God. That would have been a genetic makeup of Eve coming from whatever down the line genetically. God created both egg and sperm. Put them together and planted them in Mary by speaking the word. Not by sensation, by speaking the word of God. And it brought forth exactly where it originated from. Amen? You and I, by the new birth, go back to the original. I was thinking of that the other day. You know, me and Josh were talking about it takes 4,000 different people. You know, Brother Bram said, God bred this one to this one. Listen, what came first? Your humanity, your human DNA, or the DNA God saw you back before the foundation of the world? Listen, I'm off my subject here, but let's get on this one for a minute. When Brother Branham said God took a picture of you and put it in an album, now, you weren't even anything at that time. It had to be the theophany. Hello? It had to be the theophany. It wasn't your flesh body. It came later. Listen to the great designer. Let me tell you how good he is. He took that image and he took 10,000 people had to come together. Physically. Physical seed and egg. To match that image of me or you or anybody else. What a mighty God. When he took that picture, it had to come that way. Brother Brown said, God bred this one to this one, this one, this one. Think about all the crazy way you got here and how your grandma, and you don't even know how your great, great, great grandma got here. Why? Because God, listen, the master scientist knew. He didn't have to look in a, microscope, Brother Luis, to see what your DNA was. He already put it there. It was in his mind. He was able to project that image of you 20 years old, and then he waited for 6,000 years to get Mr. and Miss Urego together. To produce that image. Because that's what you're going to look like. You're not going to look any different than what you are now. Think about that. Think about all the trouble God went through. Which God don't go through trouble. But think about all the trouble that God went through just to get you here. Knowing that you would want it so bad till he would make what? That peace match. That peace has got to match. You got to come in the image of your mom and daddy, sure, but somewhere in there, if you're a son and daughter of God, that image has got to match what God put in that book. Before the foundation of the world, before Michael and Satan fought, before there was a world for you to stand on. You know why? Because you're the very germination of that person. I come from God. I'm going back to God. Okay? I came from my mom and daddy though. But Brother Brown said you gotta realize that before the foundation of the world, if you have new birth tonight, that before the foundation of the world, that eternal life always was with God. Well, what was it? You saw, no, that picture. It's woven in his. You couldn't find me inside of daddy. You couldn't find me inside. But I was in my great-great-grandpa, according to the prophet of God. That's right. Yeah. Not any little wiggling sperm running around in his body. In genetic makeup. That's why man broke into God's laboratory with genetics. They can do a lot of things now. They can tell you now whether you're susceptible to cancer or susceptible to diabetes, what your family's history is. Why? By DNA. Why can't we realize that we're the DNA of Almighty God? We had to come here a different DNA, but that DNA's got to match what God saw before the foundation of the world. But now look, a sinner don't have to happen because you never saw him like that. He just came on earth because of the law of reproduction. And God gave him a spirit. I don't say have to, but he does. Because Satan knew if he could get two people together in the garden, he can make something. You understand what I'm saying? If he could get two people together and inject a natural seed into the flesh, God would have to give it life. He had to give Cain life. He had to give Abel life because of the law of reproduction. So let's think about that. Just kind of mull that around in your mind. Let's go to the exposition of the church ages. Now remember this. Christ in the true church is a continuation of the book of Acts. But the book of Revelation shows how that the Antichrist spirit would come into the church and defile it, make it lukewarm, formal, and powerless. It exposes Satan, revealing his work, attempted destruction of God's people, and discrediting of God's word. That's what he's doing, discrediting the word of God. Right down to the time he's cast into the lake of fire. Remember, even after he can't touch us for 1,000 years. 1,000 years. He's bound by a chain of circumstance. He's bound. He can't work. God lets him loose just for a little while. He still thinks he can defeat us. Wrong answer. Right down to the time he is cast into the lake of fire. He fights that. He cannot stand it. He knows that if the people get the true revelation of the true church and what she is and what she stands for and that she can do the greater works, she will be an invincible army. If they get a true revelation of the two spirits within the framework of the Christian church, not the demonic that's going on out there. Listen, the demonic out there is just a manifestation that second spirit, or number two spirit, is an unholy spirit. Amen? That's why they act the way they do. They have an unholy spirit. Brother Brown says I've got the quote back there where he's talking about women putting on shorts and bikinis and going out in the world. He said it's a spirit that's on them women. It's an unholy spirit that's on those women. All right? So now look. Listen, everything's got a spirit to it. Everything. Everything. Even on one side or the other. Because even in the Holy Spirit, you've got different manifestations of the Holy Spirit that works in your life. You've got different anointings that God puts on you. So Satan has the same thing. They're just perverted. Everything he's got is a perversion of what God has because he can't stand and say, let there be. And he hates that. He can't stand it. She will be an invincible army. If they get a true revelation of the two spirits within the framework of the Christian church, and by God's Spirit discern and withstand the Antichrist spirit, Satan will be powerless before her. Now remember, that's a religious spirit. Now let's read number two, the greatest battle ever fought. I cut out some of these so we could get to what we're talking about here today. This great first battle that was ever fought began in heaven, when Michael and his angels fought against Lucifer and his angels. So now we realize, as Brother Dale was talking this morning, that we were going to bring forth today too, that Michael was not created. He was the creator. Because why would Lucifer, the right-hand man of God, why would he want to fight with a third person or something down the line? No, Satan wants to be like God. He don't want to be like that guy. He wants to be like God. So he fought. Michael and Lucifer fought. And obviously Satan lost. Alright? And it first started, the first battle was in heaven. So sin did not originate on earth. It originated in heaven. And then it was thrown down from heaven, cast out of heaven to the earth, and fell on human beings. Now remember, I said before, not into human beings. You can be demon possessed. Okay? But you can't be the demon. Everybody got that? That's pretty simple. You're a human being. You have the authority to say no, or you have the authority to say, what Brother Brown say? Brother Brown said that woman was healed by the time she got to the end of the platform, said, but the next day or whatever it was, she said she loved that spirit. So it just came right back to her. She allowed it. If she'd have took what Brother Brown said and said, don't you allow that spirit to come back, fight the thing. But some people like it. I got a sister-in-law that she just loves to be sick. She'd have nothing else to complain about. But you see that, it's a pattern in people. They'd rather be sick than be well. Wowsy, wowsy, woo. As Brother Jewel says. I don't want to be that way. And then it was thrown down from heaven. The battle from angels became human battles. And Satan came to destroy God's creation. And what God had created to be for himself. Satan came to destroy this. That's what his purpose was to destroy it. Then the battle began on earth and begin where? In us, and has been raging ever since. Ever since the beginning of time, it has been raging. But God being the first, the original, the creator, Satan can't get above him. He wanted Satan to get beside him. He did. Right hand man. You do this. I want you to do this. I want you to do this. But what was found in Satan was iniquity. Satan wanted to do more, or what he was doing You know, and you know, it's just like, I'm sure God looked over at Lucifer. They still talk now, okay? So I can just be all right by saying this. He looked over and he said, don't do that. You shouldn't be doing that. And you know what Lucifer's saying? I'll decide what I want to do. He did not take headship. That's why you and I must stay under headship. We are sheep. We have to be led. We have to have correction. We have to be corrected. And if we're not, we're bastard children. All right, same way with Lucifer. Lucifer said, the Bible says, until iniquity was found in you, in your heart. In other words, God knew that Lucifer would do what he did, but he still gave him a choice. He, just like he did Cain, he said, Cain, if you'll do well, Lucifer, if you'll quit doing that, we'll be fine. But he couldn't quit. He kept on going and going. And what did he do? He kept getting further and further away from God. Not distance-wise, but word-wise. Because he started creating his own word. He could still stand right here beside the Lord Jesus, and he can still bring a word to pass. But what he has to do, though, is remember he has to take what this one says first. Original. He has to take that original seed to pervert it. He can't make a seed. Never can Satan say, let there be. Never can Satan... Listen, Satan cannot get where God won't let him get. Amen? Satan will never get anywhere unless God allows him to get in. To you, me, Garden of Eden, doesn't matter where. But what are we fighting today? We're fighting spirits, folks. We're not fighting. Like I said before, don't think that I'm talking about any person. I'm not. I'm talking about there's only two people we need to deal with. That's Lucifer and God. Amen? Or the devil or Satan, ever how you want to say his name. But it's the two spirits. But remember, as we begin now, Satan never can create. He can't be an original. He can't any... You say, well, no. Sin originates from... The Bible says sin started in heaven. When Michael and Lucifer fought. And Lucifer took his angels and came down here and didn't press theirself into people. See, that's a doctrine. Brother Bram covers that doctrine that now they say, you know, there's some denominations say that those people came down. Remember the sons of God saw the daughters of men? And started getting perverted? No, that was sex. That was a seed that was given in human beings. That wasn't the seed word of God. Amen? It was the sons of God saw the daughters of men. Satan perverted the beauty that God created. God didn't create Eve ugly. Brother Brown said she's the most beautiful woman. He said, but Satan knew he could use that. And that's what he did. So he used something that was part of the original. So let's go. The spoken word is the original seed. Let's go to number 3. All right. So you want, let me ask you a question. Where did the fall originate? We always go back to when Eve and the beast did their thing. It was before that. That was a manifestation of what had already been spoke. Amen. Amen. And then what happened was, is Lucifer come down here to make the fall happen. God can't make a fall happen. But he allowed Satan to come down here. And be careful when you read the quote where Brother Brown said, Satan was the woman's designer. You go to marriage and divorce. Now listen, Satan didn't create Eve. God created Eve, created her perfect, created her beautiful, but Satan looked at that and said, I'll promise you, if that ever gets to a man, I can play with it. I'm just like, you know, you just gotta be like the devil sometimes. You know, you say, well, I can't play with that old ugly guy over there. You understand what I'm saying? I can't, but that girl, she's beautiful. I can tempt her. I can get close to her. What do you think he did with the beast? He didn't just walk up and say, hey, me and you. Come on. No, they may have been years and years and years. Because there's an interaction between Eve and the beast and Adam, even Adam and the beast, because it was the next creation close. That's what we're going to talk about here in a minute. That next creation that could talk. But now I don't think Adam, I don't, maybe Adam did, but I don't think Eve knew that she could reproduce with him because she didn't know anything about reproduction. Remember they were naked and no problem. Everything was pure. Brother Bram said a Holy Ghost veil was over them too. All right. But now remember, you got to think with me here. The beast was not, the beast didn't have a soul. The beast wasn't a human being. The beast came from the seed of a beast. Everybody got that? Came from God. But God, in continuity, as Brother Bram said, in creative evolution, he couldn't skip over. No, he had to make, in creative evolution, he had to make a beast. He had to make a monkey and then make a beast and then make man. But what he done with man is he put that soul of that Genesis 1:26 man, that thing that come from God, because think with me here, all life is precious to God. But God told us that we could eat meat. We got to kill. And you know what? You eat nothing. You put nothing in your mouth that didn't die first. If you eat a raw goldfish, it's going to die by the time it gets to your belly. Yeah. They still do that. Luis probably did a long time ago. Probably. You just don't remember, right? It was those times, those foggy times that you don't remember. Yeah. But something's got to die before you can eat it. So what is that life? Well, we know, listen, we can get into all this hooey-dooey about cabbage and vegetables, and it's got life. But it ain't got life like a deer's got a life or a cow's got a life, okay? But it's life. Because God told him originally, before the fall, he said you can eat of all the herbs of the ground and the things of the tree and the nuts and the fruits and all that. But then after the fall happened, remember, he said now you can eat meat. Because I think God's setting up what we need. I mean, how are we going to... I don't know if I could never be a vegetarian. I just couldn't. Right. Ever be a vegetarian. God gave me canines so I could tear some meat with. But God told us, he said, okay, you can eat meat now. You can eat this. You can eat these things. What is it? But it's life, but it's not precious life. Don't get me wrong. Every life precious, but it's not precious life that is a part of God like me and you are a part of God. We have a soul. We have something that, listen, God is obligated to his word, right? So God is obligated when a man and a woman comes together, he's obligated to give you a soul because of the law of reproduction. Now remember though, the beginning of the creation of God should have been, as what Brother Dale's talking about, should have been spoken word creation. But because of what happened, Satan what? He perverted the original way of God. Okay? Amen. So let's get into that real quick right here. Let's go to Genesis 1. Oh, let's read this right here first. Sorry. I think I missed a page. Here we go. I'm sorry. Let's read this first because I want to get these, the different seeds, and then we'll go to Genesis 1. All right. Number 3, Exposition of Seven Church Ages. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. For there were certain men, not saints, crept in unawares. These have not come before by the means of the door and are therefore robbers, who were there before of old ordained to the condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lascivious and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. These are spots in your feast. When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. It cannot be denied in the face of these scriptures that the true church and the false church are intertwined, having been planted together, but of different seeds. All right? Now that's a spiritual planting. That's not a natural planting. That's a spiritual planting. All right. So now let's go to Exposition of the Church Age. This is a new one here. I found it the other day. Listen to this. Did you get it now? There are those twins again. Remember there was a tree of life and a tree of knowledge in the garden. All right. There are those two trees again growing side by side in the same earth, partaking of the same nourishment, drinking in the same water, rain, and benefiting by the same sun. But they come from different seeds. One tree is for the word of God, exactly as God give it, and loves and obeys it. The other tree is from the seed that is anti the word of God and changes it where it wants to. It substitutes its own creeds and dogmas for the living true word, exactly as Cain did, as did Cain, who ended up killing Abel. But fear not, little flock. Stay with the word. Keep that word between you and the devil. Eve did not do that, and she failed. And when the church lets down on the word, she goes into the depths of the darkness of Satan. Wow, that's pretty rough. So now let's go to Genesis 1. Let's talk about the light just for a second. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. We talked about that Wednesday night. I hope you understand that that wasn't an artificial light either. That light emanated from the Almighty. That light didn't have a beginning, didn't have an end. You can't do away with it. Just like I said before, I read you that statement. It says light is a form of energy. When God said let there be light, there had to something connect. Something had to rub together. The Big Bang Theory, ever what you want to say it is. But remember, I'm like what Brother Dick always said. He said, I don't mind you talk about the Big Bang Theory. He said, but somebody had to flip that switch to get the thing going, right? So it all, to me, it emanated from the eternal God because light is a form of energy. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. So the energy of God is eternal. It can only be changed from one form to another. And that's what we're talking about, where God, that couldn't be understood, that now he's God because he's created angels to worship him. He's created Lucifer. He's created all these things. He's created Gabriel, all the different ones. And then all he does is step over and says, let there be. Right. Not a different person. He's changed his form. He's took his energy and used it a little bit over here in this way. Amen? Same energy. It emanates from the same place. Is that all right? But God saw the light, what? That it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Now let's look at number 4. It is rising of the sun. Just read the red. The first light that was ever given in the earth was God's spoken word. The first light that ever struck the earth was God's spoken word. He said, let there be light, and there was light. That turned darkness into light in order to bring forth a creation of joy and life upon the earth. Remember, that light wasn't created. It was brought to the forefront. It's what we were looking at here again. What's the definition of light? Something that makes vision possible. Listen, God always was. And God always was a human. Now, Brother Branham uses different things like forms of light and all. God's always been a human. He couldn't change from being that. Now, he can change his form. But he can't change who he is. Because if he stands there and says, let us make man our own image, what image you want? Well, why, it wasn't the image before. There was darkness on the face of the earth, and there was this, and there was that, and there was the other. There, Brother Branham says there's a halo of light. Listen. We never came a halo of light. Adam never whirled around in the Garden of Eden. No, he was a man.
Yes.
Right. The first light was ever given on earth was God's spoken word. What? Seed. Spoken word, seed. Right. The first light that ever struck the earth was God's spoken word. And he said, let there be light, and there was light. That turned darkness into light in order to bring forth the creation of joy and life upon the earth. Now, like this other definition, it says the sensation aroused by stimulation of the visual receptors. When the light comes on, it stimulates something in your eyes. Remember, your pupils dilate. Real hard light, your pupils go down to protect your eyes. But when you got perfect light, man, you just, oh, this is great. You can see everything. All these LED lights that was put up and all the different things, you can see much better. Why? Because you ought to be able to see God's word better. Spiritually, your eyesight should be better than it was before. Amen? So now let's read Revelations, and let's prove that that light wasn't the sun. Because in Revelation 21, when this thing is all said and done and over with, and I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb were the temple thereof. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. There's so much to God we don't understand. But I understand one thing's for sure. He is light. And if He's light, standing doing the creating, Brother Bob, then we were inside that light. And when we come out and become little messiahs and we become little gods, we're not darkness.
Right.
If you're born again today, you got a light inside of you, Brother Bramson, so you go create a world.
Right.
Hello? Create a world and go live on it inside of you. Why? Because you're part of the Creator. You didn't make Him less a Creator when you came one day and received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. No, you made Him greater.
Right.
We can do the greater works.
Right.
You know what? God decided that. Because God could do it. He could just say, okay, I'm going to, you don't need to preach. I'm just going to, no, that's not what He said. His word. Just like I was thinking while Brother Dale was preaching, you know, Brother Branham said that the Old Testament saints built the body of God.
Right.
Now they didn't, like a Lego set. No. What was it? His body was not created by man and woman. His body was created by the Word.
Yes. Right.
And He said a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child, not a man, not a human. I mean, not a man like Adam, not a full grown. No, baby.
Right.
He had to come the way the Word said. That's what built His body. When Jesus walked out, He walked out on all that Old Testament Word.
Right.
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. And then it came down here and become flesh.
Amen.
It's the law of reproduction. So let's go to Genesis 1 verse 6. And we're going to go through this pretty quick and then we'll be done. I got another little thought I want to bring later on. I got way a bunch of quotes back there. God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water and let it divide the waters from the waters. Now this was after that He had done, created the light. You understand that? Everybody with me? Alright, and God said, let the water under the heaven be gathered together into one place and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth and gathered together the water, called He seas, and God saw that it was good. Now look, this is verse 11. This is where we're going to start right here. This is the beginning of the law of reproduction. All right, so you put in the law of reproduction. Brother Brown has several quotes on it, but we'll not read them now to save time. But now here is the law of reproduction. And God said, now who's standing there while God's saying this? Lucifer is standing right there. He's not off playing somewhere. He's in church. So here He is standing next to the Creator. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed. Satan said, something to begin with. And the fruit tree yielding fruit, what? After His kind. I didn't plant corn this year and expect potatoes to come up. Because I had corn seed. When I plant corn seed, I expect the corn to come up. God's, the spoken seed word was perfect and original at the beginning. When He said, let them bring forth of their kind, that's exactly what He meant. Now we've hybrided it. Man has. But God don't hybrid. God is original. I've got many, many quotes where Brother Ram tells us that God's not in hybriding. That's what got us in trouble to start with. Eve what? Hybrided with the beast. Didn't keep it original. Alright? The herb yielding seed and the fruit tree yielding fruit after His kind. Whose seed is in itself. So when God first spoke it, He first spoke it. When it started growing, He didn't have to wait till that peach grew up and threw off a seed and it fell in the ground. No, He'd already set that in motion. And you know, guess what? Ever had him mean millions of years ago that was? It's still happening today. I go look out in my yard and poor little squirrels, they probably like me and Brother Gary Krantz, they're absent-minded. See, I almost forgot your name, so about absent as I could get. But those squirrels go out there, Brother Ray, and right now, they're, as soon as the pecans fall out of the tree, buddy, they grab that pecan and go back. They push that thing down the ground. They, I'll eat you in a little while. About January or February, they must have forgot about that drive-through restaurant right there. Because Sister Kathy, what will happen about April? You'll see a shoot come up out of the ground. I've got little pecan trees all over my yard. Why? Because it's the law of reproduction. A pecan tree has to come from that seed if you put it in the right environment. And surely, they're wanting to eat it. They're putting it up for food. But if we have a good year and they plant so many, I've got them growing. Mama, all of us, we've got them. We have to pull them up out of our flower bed because here goes the little squirrel, you know. But what did he do? He took that seed and put it in the right environment, covered it up. It went through the winter. But when that life started hitting that seed, it had to reproduce itself because its seed life is in itself. Everybody got that? Say amen. Amen. Whose seed is in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. So Satan's going, okay, all right. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Now he goes through and makes the two great lights. So let's go skip some time, go down to, watch this right here, verse 21. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them. Satan standing right there. God blessed them and said, what? Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas and let fowl multiply in the earth. Now we know how they reproduce because you know what? Their seed is inside their self. Mama whale and daddy whale gets together. Mama dolphin and daddy dolphin gets together. That the animals were procreating by sex. Everybody got that? But now he set it in motion. He got the chickens here. Remember, the egg didn't come first. The chicken came first. He created mama chicken and daddy chicken. Well, when he created mama chicken and daddy chicken, mama chicken and daddy chicken had to fulfill what God said. Be fruitful and multiply under life. Mama and daddy chicken gets together. There's a seed planted and what comes forth? An egg. What's in that egg? Another chicken. Boy, this is simple. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day, but you know who's watching it though? Lucifer's watching every bit of this. He's going, I can't create them to, but I see how they are doing it. And I'm standing there when God told them, multiply and fill the earth in the evening and morning with the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind. Now, what's God doing? Creative evolution. He's coming up out of the water and he's building cattle. He's got animals on top of the earth. Living creatures after his kind. Cattle and creeping things. And you know what? He created the beast. Daddy and mama beast. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind. Remember, let's not have an aha moment. The beast is called a serpent to hide what he was before God turned him into a serpent. Everybody got that? He was a beast. He was an upright creature. He was walking on the earth. He was between man and monkey in flesh. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind and cattle after their kind and everything that creepeth upon the earth. God created them and said, go multiply. Right? Sexually, between a male and a female. Nothing wrong with that because it's what he told them to do. To bring life. But Satan's going, Remember, Brother Brown said Satan knew the knowledge of the principles of life. That's the principle. The law of reproduction is what, listen, Satan worked under what God said. Don't you think that's what he's doing now?
Yes.
That's what I said about religious. Not all these things. He's working under the umbrella of the message. Because God made the beast of the earth after his kind and the cattle after their kind and everything that creepeth upon the earth. He made them. God saw that it was good. And he told them to go and multiply the earth. Everybody got that? Say amen.
Amen.
And that was between a mama and a daddy animal. The man and the woman. All right. But now remember, we'll get into this a little bit later. That is what? Animal flesh. Now, when we come to this right here, it wasn't in animal flesh yet. Everybody got that? Say amen. You've been through Genesis 1:26 in this church long enough, you ought to know what that is. That's God. That's you in a multiple form. That's Adam. That's the eternal life. Right there. So you can't create eternal life. What I tell you many, many times before, when we get down to where it says God created man in his image, that word is formed. God is forming his own family. When he said, let us make man in our image, you know what I believe? I believe, Brother Luis, that's when he started making that picture. He didn't need a Polaroid. No, it was already in him. It was a part of him. See, look at the difference between me and you and God. God knew how many children he was going to have because he only got so many seed. He knew what they were going to look like because he was God by foreknowledge. But see, you and I don't. We just leave it to God. But we know one thing's for sure. Sterling doesn't look like Brother Darty. Why? Not the right seed. Amen? But if you come from the right seed, you're going to produce exactly where you came from. Amen? That was the same way with Cain and Abel. They produced exactly where they came from. All right, but let's not get to that real quick. So now look. And God blessed them. Verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, or formed man in his own image. Because remember, as Brother Dale's talking about the beginning of the creation of God. Listen, God has no beginning.
That's right.
And God was not created.
That's right.
So you got to take those words and know what God's saying. I know what he's doing. He's hiding it. He's hiding it from even the devil.
Right.
He's hiding it in your heart.
Yeah.
So that you get a revelation of what God said.
Absolutely.
So God created man in his own image.
Right.
And the image of God created to him, male and female created to them. What happened was, you got God standing there. You got Lucifer standing here. He's already fought Michael, so he don't have enough revelation to know that Michael's standing right here. He fought Michael and he's the guy standing right here, you know. And then here's this other, I'm going to say this, other thing comes out of God. God's going, I'm going to make something created in my image and I'm going to put it down here on the, and Satan's going, Lucifer's going, where are you going to get it from? You ever thought about that? Satan's going, where are you, because he can't create. He has no thought of creation. But there's the Creator. God's got it every bit in his mind. He's got it every bit a part of him. He knows what Adam's going to look like. He knows where he's going to put him.
Amen.
Satan only knows that when Adam was put in human flesh, Brother Branham said, I'll bring the quotes later because we'll stop here pretty quick. He said, knowing the principles of life, he knew that if he put Adam and Eve in flesh, they'd fall. So Satan is standing there going, their body looks just like this. I know that the monkey can't mingle. I know that the bird can't mingle. But there's a guy they're talking to right over here. That's probably, if I was going to be Adam, I'd need somebody to help around the house. So I'd get the beast because he could talk. Monkeys you have to train. But the beast could talk. So I guess Mr. and Ms. Beast probably lived the closest. I'm just saying, you don't have to agree with me if you want to. But I'm going to tell you something. Eve was real comfortable with that thing around her.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He didn't go running to Adam and say, oh, that beast is talking to me. No, he was comfortable. She's doing her little work and he's doing his little work and the beast is out there, you know, maybe sweeping the porch or planting the garden. You understand what I'm saying? Because Satan knew, he said, I think that right there is what I'm going to use. Because she's comfortable with him. And all I'm going to do is I'm going to just step in there and motivate him. And help this thing along just a little bit. Because you know what? God said right here, look. And God blessed them. And said unto them, be fruitful. And multiply. And replenish the earth. And subdue it. Now Brother Brown said, we'll not subdue it until the millennium. I'll bring all those quotes next Sunday. And have dominion over the fish of the sea. And over the fowl of the air. And over every living thing that creepeth or moveth upon the earth. So Satan is standing there. And God's given whatever this being is, authority over the whole earth. Now Satan said, wait a minute. I'm down here now. I'm your right hand guy. You see that attitude? I'm your right hand guy. But you know, Satan's over there too. He's sitting over there in the corner and he's going, I'll get him. When he puts that in human flesh, I'll get him. He said, because I can motivate that flesh. Satan can't get to your soul, folks, if you're born again. Cannot get your soul, but he sure can play in that spirit realm, which goes out into your body. Amen? That's his playground. And he knew it as soon as Adam and Eve were put into flesh in Genesis 2:7. But God had a purpose for putting them in human flesh, because he wanted to live in human flesh. And he wanted to prove to Satan that we could live down here in human flesh and not be a child of Satan. Sure, we were all born between Satan and Eve. We'll get to that next week, because here we are, spoken word seed. He spoke this right here and it come to pass. He takes that and he puts it inside of a man named Adam. In a spirit man, not a ghost floating around. I believe when he made Adam, Adam was a ruler of the earth. Now, I don't believe Adam had any limitation. I believe Adam could just move wherever he wanted to on the earth. Amen. Brother Brown said, just like the Holy Spirit leads today, so the Holy Spirit's not in one place. He's everywhere. He's all over the world. So Adam had that ability to be the God of the earth, go around on the other side of the earth and move a tree somewhere. That's what he said. He said, Eve would say, oh, Adam, I need this moved. And he'd say, oh, stop, move, whatever. But remember, that was later on, because remember, when that man was created and put down here, we'll read it later on, next Sunday, we'll stop right here. Musicians, get ready to come. We look at the spoken word seed. Well, I tell you what, we're not going to have musicians, because we're going to have communion. We'll just sing a song a cappella, and then we'll do the communion service. But listen just for a few minutes. God's original seed was right here. Look at me for a minute. God's original seed was right here. It was spoken. Law of reproduction was put into motion for man. Listen. And for spirit man. Come on, you got. This is it. Right here.
Right.
It's a spirit man. He's not putting him in flesh yet.
Right.
He's telling them to multiply and they don't even have a body.
Right.
Like this body.
That's right.
They got a body. Theophany. But remember, a theophany don't sexually reproduce.
Right.
Never has, never will.
Right. No.
That's why, remember, it wasn't so in the beginning, Jesus said. In the beginning, we were not supposed to procreate sexually. You say, well, why are we procreating sexually? Because we were put in human flesh. I mean, we were put in animal flesh. And then when the fall happened, it happened. That's what happened. Satan perverted, instead of now being a spoken word seed, that had to be completely cut off. God could not bring his children from a dirty womb.
Right.
Now remember, the first womb was right here. This is one we talk about now, the spiritual womb right here. Eve had to get it right here before she did the act. The act was just a culmination of saying, okay, let's do it. You understand what I'm saying? All right. So then Satan injected himself into the human race and God said, okay, we can't do this right now, but I've already spoken. Listen, God's word's eternal. I've already spoken. It. It will happen. I got my children. I already know who they are. They're woven up inside my body. The DNA of God. Satan, you can bring them in a perverted way. That's all right. I'll permit that because the animals are doing the same thing. I'll permit that. But they're going to be under a law now. Not just a law of reproduction, because a woman is under the headship of the man. The woman will bring children in childbirth, in sorrow, all these different things. She'll be what? Subject to the man. Because remember, before the fall, folks, it wasn't Adam and Eve. Hello? They were co-equal. They were the same. Except that the emotional part of Eve is what got her in trouble. At the sensual part. That Adam didn't have. Because when God separated them, there stood Satan. When he separated them and said, I know what that is. I can get to that. I can get to her feelings. I'm telling you, this is why Brother Brown, that's why women don't preach. That's why all these different things that goes on in now that women have to be put under. But listen, when we get over there on the other side, when we get a body change, look what happened over there in the sixth dimension when Brother Brown went across the dimension. He said the women were hugging me. They didn't come up and shake his hand. Amen. They were hugging him, my precious brother. Even his wife, first wife, you know, my girlfriend, my precious brother, my precious brother. Wow, all that junk is done away with.
Yes, right.
We go back to the original.
Yes.
We're Adam and Eve. Now listen, Adam and Eve, stick your finger out. Adam and Eve didn't walk around like this. Forever, how many years before the fall? They were husband and wife. But they did not produce sexually children before the fall. There was a Holy Ghost veil. It didn't matter if they walked around with their arm around her, his arm around her and her arm around him. She could sit on his lap. Nothing. That's what we're going back to, folks. That's why Brother Bram said it ain't none of that over there. Jesus said it wasn't so from the beginning. You know them Pharisees, bless their heart. Well, if this one marries seven times and dies and has ever seven brothers and they come in and they, he said, will that be in there? Jesus said, carnal. That will not happen in the resurrection. But it's a beautiful thing if we do it right. Because it's honored of God on this side. But it wasn't so from the beginning. It was to be spoken word. Why was spoken word? Listen. One more thing before we close. Listen to this. Aren't you and I the body of Christ? Aren't you and I the only body that Jesus Christ will have on this earth until he comes back? And we are his what? Bride? What does the bride produce? The egg. Which is the body. But it takes life from the male. That's why he's got a bride on the earth, folks. Because Brother Bram said she'll be impregnated with the seed word of God. Spoken every Sunday, every Wednesday, every time you mash play, every time you get together and talk about the Word of God, that is a seed going forth. That is a seed that will come forth and bring exactly what it said it would bring forth. When Jesus said multiply and replenish the earth, sure he had to wait a couple thousand years. But he came anyway. It didn't do anything, but just it let the Old Testament come into view. For 4,000 years, it let that Old Testament come in, prophets come in, and what? Built the egg. They built the egg. What did Brother Bram say? Brother Bram didn't say that that the Old Testament prophets produced the life. They produced the body. That's what you and I are to what? To be the body of Christ? We're producing the body of Christ. Because without His life, without His spoken seed word, you and I are D-E-A-D. We are dead. Oh no, I'm alive. I can run a 20-mile marathon. You're going to die sometime. And your soul is going to have to go before God. But if you're born again tonight, your soul is God. Your soul is God. It's God. It always was God. In His mind, it always was. You and I had to come down here, what? Underneath the water or underneath the fall. But you got here anyway. Listen, the very image that Brother Ray Gabriel was supposed to be, had there not been a fall, is sitting here today inside of a man that his mom and daddy had to bring into being. So what are we worried about? If you're born again today, what are you worried about? Oh, I blame the devil. He's the one that's making you old. God never wanted you to be old. He always wanted you to be young. Let's stand to our feet. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless His name again.
Amen.
He is here. Did He call your name today? Closely. Hear Him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch Him. You will never be. Doesn't matter if you come from a prostitute and a drunk. If you got the seed of God in you, it's exactly what it was before the foundation of the world. Hasn't changed one bit. You've been changed into His image. We'll read the scripture next Sunday where there was an earthly and there was a heavenly. There's a terrestrial and there's a celestial. But that's where the two, see, because remember, if you're a seed of God, Satan can't touch that. But if you're over here on the other side and you become just a natural birth and you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you're that unholy spirit. You're that unholy seed. And God can't protect you. Amen? But remember, it's not that they're separate. I keep walking over here and over here. They're right here. You're rubbing elbows. Because it's a religious spirit. Alright? So remember that. But everything originated from God. Satan just perverted what he needed to pervert. But you know what? By foreknowledge, God knew what He would pervert, knew how He would pervert it, knew how this all thing would come out, and it would all work to His honor and glory. We can realize that we come from God and we're going back to God. Amen. We were in that DNA strain of the eternal, of the Creator. I was telling Luis today, listen, just go sit somewhere and close your eyes and forget the whole, all this junk and just say, God, place me in your mind. I know that's where I came from. But to have the mind of Christ means that He'll be able to show you these things. He'll be able to show you, even though there's not a verbatim scripture, because the serpent was more substantial than any beast of the field. It didn't say the beast was. But when Moses was writing it, God had him pen that to hide it from the wise and prudent. And say we ate an apple. Or an apricot. Lord, folks, listen, any grown human being in this building today, grown human being in this building today, knows what the original sin is. You can't deny it. We know. We live in it. But you know, thank God, though, there was an original before that. There was an original God before there was an original sin. And that original God, He had us posted up there in the halls of heaven. He said, Satan, you can't touch that. Not till I'm done with them. When I'm done with them, I'll take them home or I'm going to take them in a rapture, one of the two. But you cannot touch them people. Oh yeah, you can play with this because it's a different seed it come from. It come from a natural seed. But the spiritual word of God is the seed word of God. You love the Lord? Amen. Now what we're going to do is when Brother Dale does this, Brother Terrence and Brother Bob are going to be downstairs outside at the concrete steps. So you'll go out the door, go down, and then he's going to pray over everything up here though. They'll take it down there. And maybe we won't have to do this again, but let's just do it this one time just for precaution. But let them pray over that. Take it downstairs. Go down and take your wafer. We told Lisa to make us some big old wafers so y'all could take them like we do. No, we can't do that. But take your wafer, take your glass, and go somewhere and stand separated, but only you can be with your family to take communion. If you're not going to take communion, then you can go on out somewhere else. That's okay. But it's open communion. Anybody can take communion that wants to, that feels like they need to or can or want to. It's an ordinance that we have not done for a little while, and I believe we ought to do it if you're a Christian. Amen. But we'll go, when Brother Dale prays, we'll start at the back row. Go out the back row. I'll be down here and I'll help the back row out. That way you don't walk back and forth and between each other right here. Has everybody got that? Say amen. Okay, so when Brother Dale gets finished, he's going to pray over, bless and sanctify here. Brother Terrence and Brother Bob are going to take it downstairs, outside. You'll go out the door and take what you need, and then go stand over here, and then when Brother Dale, he'll be the last one, he'll get out there, and then we'll all partake at the same time. Is that okay? Is that all right? God bless you, Brother Dale. Come on. Love you with the love of the Lord. Pray for Brother Luis. Yep, pray for Brother, and pray for this one right here. He's developed a little bit of a cough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A wag of that one.
Pray for him.
Amen. You enjoy the message?
Amen.
We don't want to never get away from doing this because we love to take communion. That's it. Maybe, like you said, next time we'll just get it set back up in here and we can move about and do things here different and do everything, okay? So let's just read our scripture in 1 Corinthians. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do shew the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we're chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home. That you come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Let's just take a few moments of silent prayer, praying one for another. And mainly praying for the sick ones among us. That the Lord would come among us and take away these sicknesses and things. You know, so let's pray silently before the Lord. Father, just be with each one. Reach down and touch us all. These old afflictions of the flesh come upon us and things, Lord, because of the fallen condition, but it also manifests your love and grace unto us as a healer and a deliverer. So just have your way. Forgive our sins and lead us by thine understanding, Lord, and as we partake of this communion, may we remember what it means to us and what made it come to pass is what we need to remember. We love you and we thank you. Be with the sick ones among us. Touch each one and deliver in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you for this bread that's been made for this purpose today. And for this purpose, we come to this place to be able to try to remember, Lord, more about you.
Yes.
Just have your way with us, Lord, and let your loving grace be with us. Sanctify the bread and the partakers in Jesus' name. Message to quit taking communion because he said the Lord had come.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that fits in too good with where we're at, what's going on. If the Lord's come, we're in bad shape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like the saying of the people saying, oh, we're already in the millennium. Well, if we are, we're in bad shape because there's a whole lot worse things to come than what's going on.
Right.
While he's doing that, we're going to let the downstairs go first, so I'll go down there and then I'll come up here. Y'all just sing until I forgot about that. Sorry about the ones downstairs. You can throw something at me when I get down there.
Father, we're told in thy word that we are to take this, what we call communion. We really know that it's just a sign or a symbol of what took place a long time ago. That you died on the cross for us and you gave your blood that we could all live. Father, we thank you that we've been told these things and the truth of it, where we don't get it confused with the world and all of their doings. And we just ask you to sanctify this wine today because it's a symbol of your blood that was shed for each one of us. And just reach down and touch, Lord. We've seen it before that you just touch the sick among us by taking the communion, because that's what we're doing. We're fulfilling thy word, doing what we can do, the best we can do. We ask you to just bless the wine and the partakers now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come morning, I'll walk by the river. I'll rest me the ever green tree. I'll carry my cross through the midnight.